Abbey 104. Hello and welcome to Charity Corner. I'm Rachel Goodfellow, the founder of the Hidden Needs Trust, which is a charity that creates awareness and raises funds to help support Dorset and Somerset special educational needs children and their families. Through my work, I've been introduced to a wide range of small charities, all supporting local causes. And so in this regular monthly programme, I go out and about finding out what local charities and good causes are up to, visiting a few key people and trying to see at first hand how their hard work benefits others in the community. We have interviews with organisers and participants, and I'll be producing a monthly roundup of some of the charitable events that are happening in our area over the coming weeks. Through this programme, we also see how other charities can network and help each other and how businesses can get on board to help the charities. Now, last week I was so lucky because I went with Terry and we visited Willowbanks Forest School, which is in Lye near Sherborne. And I spoke to Vicky more about what the school does and how it started. Hello, Vicky. Lovely to be here. And my goodness me, it's a hive of activity, isn't it? Would you like to tell us a bit more about Willowbanks?
Okay, so it's a forest school that we've set up to work with primarily send children in the local area. Term time, we run holiday clubs and we do birthday parties and workshops for adults as well in the evening. So we cover a broad spectrum of people and, you know, all those sorts of things, activities and things that we do as well.
You're saying we. How many are you in the team?
So it's myself and Mel in the forest school. And we've got Phil, who also does works as part of us running the equine facilitated learning, and we're hoping that we've got another lady coming on to help with that in the new year as well. So we're slowly growing.
So how long ago did you start the school?
In January, so not long ago. We were running a long time before that as part of another organisation for Dorset County Council. Due to budget cuts, we were closed down. So we just decided that we knew that there was a need out there for our local send children and decided to take the plunge and do it ourselves.
Yeah, really good. The actual area is absolutely lovely. I mean, it's full of sensory everything, isn't it, really? A whole range. And at the moment, of course, it's the run-up to Halloween and we're in your sort of converted barn, isn't it, really?
Oh, yes. Well, it's a cabin that's been built specifically for us, but we wanted it built in a certain way, so it, you know, was sympathetic to our surroundings.
Well, it's absolutely full of hanging spiders and pumpkins and the children, when we arrived, they'd just been doing, what was it, gingerbread?
Yes.
Skeletons or something.
Yeah. Yeah, they're making gingerbread men, but they're going to ice them in a minute into little skeleton men and ladies. And yeah, so we're doing a sort of a Halloween theme, autumn/Halloween theme this week for Holiday
Perfect.
Club.
And you say about the local children, how far away did the children come from?
Well, we've had children before from Bridport, Weymouth, Blanford, Stemmitster Newton, Shaftesbury, Gillingham.
So a big catchment.
Yes, a big catchment area, yeah.
And how many, for example, the holiday clubs, how many do you tend to have?
We have sort of a maximum of 8 to 10 children, dependent on individual need. That just depends on how many staff we need here to, you know, work with the children. 8 to 10 normally.
And during the term time, mm-hmm. you're open Monday to Friday?
Yes, we are.
How many young people access it then?
We've got students in every day. So we've got primary students come in on a Monday and a Tuesday. We've got mixed individuals come on a Wednesday for different activities. And on a Thursday and Friday, we have our secondary students come in.
Right. And are they actually at mainstream or specialist schools?
We've got a mixture. We've got some home educated students that come here to top up what parents are delivering at home. We also have students from specialist schools in the area, And we've also got students from mainstream school that need a little bit of time out just to reevaluate or just to build a bit of self-confidence before going back into, you know, more structured learning.
And you say that you also have families.
Yes, we do. So we've got the Forest School part, but we've also got the equine facilitated learning. And through that route, we do work with families to help with, you know, rebonding or helping with foster families that need to build that kind of bond and trusting relationship. So through the use of horses, there's a lot of work that goes into that and through that.
And when you're actually getting the bits and bobs ready for the school, where do you get the funding from? I think that's answered that one.
At the moment, as you know, now we're starting to get a bit more, you know, of the revenue from students who are coming in. But primarily, it's been our back pocket up until now.
Really? Yeah. Goodness me.
So, yeah, I mean, a lot of the stuff we, you know, we put out feelers to friends and family for bits and pieces, you know, things like wool and paper all kind of gets donated to us from our, you know, our loving families. but yeah, a lot of it we either make ourselves or build ourselves, or yeah, we buy ourselves.
Okay, so maybe there might be somebody out there that could possibly be a sponsor. You never know. That would be nice, wouldn't
it? That would be wonderful.
Yeah. Because you were talking to me the other day about developing an eco-loo or building an eco-loo. That's the biggest project coming up, isn't it?
Yes, it is. That's our big project for the new year. We'd really like an eco-loo on site. Because at the moment we've got a little walk up to the toilet facilities, which is fine, but it would be really nice if it was closer here, because as I say, we've got students with very differing needs and sometimes we need to get to the toilet a little bit quicker, so it would be nice if it was a little bit closer.
Okay. And you showed me one that you're thinking about.
Yes.
Didn't you?
Yeah.
And remind me of the cost.
It's £1,318, I believe.
Right.
So it's a fair bit. I mean, we're putting on an event in November to try and raise funds to go towards that. But yes, we are desperately looking for anyone who can help towards, you know, either coming to the event or helping with the event or anything or sponsorship.
And what date is the event?
It's on Friday the 29th of November, and it's a Christmas fair, so we've got lots of local craftspeople. We've tried to get lots of differing things, so we've got wood makers, we've got people who make cards, photography, all those sorts of things, wide spectrum, all coming together to display their wares just before Christmas in the hopes that, you know, people might come just to see something a bit different for Christmas present shopping. And we'll also have Santa here as well.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
Ooh. Well, we're coming. He needs just coming anyway, in force, I warn you. And now it's 5:30, isn't it?
Yes,
half past five.
Right.
So it's Friday the 29th.
Yes.
5:30 till about 8.
Till 8 o'clock, yes.
Right, okay. And is there a contact number if people want to know a bit more about it or if other people are interested in perhaps coming to support?
Yes, absolutely. We've got the Willowbanks phone number, which is 073-999-8388, or you can contact us through our Facebook page, which is just facebook.com/Willowbanks Forest School, or go onto our website, which is willowbanksforestschool.com. And you can contact us through our contact page on there.
Right, and of course we will have it on the Hidden Needs Trust website. But basically, if you're out there and if you can support the school in any way, please, please get in touch. It is the most amazing facility and, as Vicky said, much, much needed, and more of these should be around. So
yes.
Absolutely fantastic. Lovely to speak to you.
Thank you ever so much.
Thank you. Well, after that short interview, I was really lucky to talk to some of the young people that were using the place on the day.
Who's this chap here?
This
chap
is Lucas.
Here. Hello, Lucas. Hello. Right, and Lucas was being nice and loud earlier, so I'm sure Lucas would love to be on the radio, would you?
Yeah.
Wow, do you like listening to the radio?
Yeah.
So, how many times have you been here?
A
lot?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, gosh. So
quite a few.
And what do you like doing best here?
Eating lunch.
Have you got to cook it first?
Yes.
And have you got to make it first and prepare it first? Okay. What about cooking on the fire pit outside?
Not very often, but a couple times I have.
Right. And what did you cook on that?
Popcorn.
Popcorn. Oh. So this it's an exciting week coming up, of course, because it's November the 5th soon. Mm. So, do you think, are you going to have some fireworks?
Yeah.
What day is the 5th? I think it's a Tuesday, isn't it?
I think
it's a Tuesday. So, are you going to be here?
No.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, you might be here on a Tuesday. Oh, you never know. You might have some sparklers or something. And who is this here? Hello.
Guess what? Thursday is my birthday.
Is it? You were born on Halloween then. So, what are you going to do on your birthday?
I don't know.
You don't know? Are you going to be here?
No.
No. And who are you? Who's this?
Noah.
Hello, Noah. Nice to meet you. So what have you got in your hand?
A paper aeroplane.
Okay. Does it work?
Yes.
Do you know, my paper aeroplanes never work. They're useless. Absolutely useless. So have you been throwing them outside and seeing who can go the furthest?
Yeah.
Well, what a wonderful place. And as Vicky was intimating there, that the fact that it's all to do with real inclusive education, whether it's sort of, you know, doing the English, math, science or the therapeutic learning. And it also really supports the children in all forms of health, which is absolutely fantastic. So their health and well-being, especially mental health and self-esteem, is really built up. So it's wonderful. And what did you think, Terry?
The children certainly seemed to be loving it, didn't they?
They love the food.
And it was great. They all piped down while we were doing the recording. They could hear them in the background. And yes, they really seemed to get something out of it, didn't they?
Definitely. And of course, we arrived quite early and they were busy making these gingerbread men / skeletons and then helping prepare their lunch, weren't they?
Yes.
It was just busy, busy, busy and just smiley faces all the time, which was lovely. And of course, everywhere you looked, there was stuff coming out of the woodwork, wasn't there? Stored and ready to do the most amazing objects and building outside. And
it's a fantastic place. And yet another example, as we see on this programme quite regularly, of local people just getting on and doing things, seeing a need.
Absolutely.
And addressing it.
Absolutely. And I was referring earlier, before we started, about the linking and networking of charities. And of course, this is one, if Julie from Future Roots is listening, you know, do go along and see it, and vice versa, Vicky, get up to Future Roots, because you're both doing a very, very similar sort of work. And of course, the Hub in Yeovil, who has this amazing scrap store and run by adults with additional needs, that is where they could actually source quite a lot of their bits and bobs, very, very, very low cost. But the main thing is that they are working so hard, these two. And if we could find them or help them find a sponsor, particularly for the Eco Loo, I mean, £1,318 isn't much if you run a local business. You can offset it against your tax, for goodness sake. Get in touch.
It's a relatively modest cost, and it would be great to see them be able to do that. And what was the event date again? Should we remind them?
The 29th of November, 5:30 until 8. We're certainly going to go along, and there's looking at the what's going on that evening. There's loads for everybody. And if you've got children with additional needs, of course, this is an activity that is completely accessible to anybody. Wheelchairs, the lot. So,
and it's out just beyond Lye, isn't
just
it?
Just beyond Lye.
Quite accessible. Just up, go to Lewiston School and keep driving. It's not all that far.
Absolutely, out there. Absolutely. So, but we will certainly be reporting back next time on Next Charity Corner. Certainly.
What's happening in the diary?
Right, well, there is a lot on at the moment, as you can imagine, because people are the run-up to sort of Christmas this early, yes, we know, but with Remembrance Sunday next week, there is actually a lovely concert that for Remembrance Day at Lady St Mary's Church in Gillingham. That's Saturday 9th at 7 o'clock. Will be lovely to go to. And there's Sonia's Christmas Bingo for MS. So if anybody's listening with MS, the Bear Hotel in Wincanton on the 12th of November, and the doors are open at 6:30, eyes down, 7:30. And there's a lot of fundraising going on for Stars Appeal and Ataxia UK. And if you can get your hands on the Blackmore Vale, page 23, they have written about the Alan Ayckbourn fast-paced touching comedy Bedroom Farce, and it's coming to the Blackmore Vale area this winter. And they have got the dates, times and places that this play is going to be going on. And as I said, the funding is going to Stars Appeal and Ataxia UK. And there are several dates, several venues, and apparently the play is really funny. What about you? I think you've
Well, there's two or three things from the Abbey 104 diary. They're not necessarily all going to be formal charities, but they're all good causes, that's for sure. So we should mention, first of all, the Bradford Abbas Fireworks Night next Saturday, the 9th of November, at the Sports Club Bradford Abbas, very local to home to me. Bonfire is at 7, the fireworks are at 7.30, there's a raffle at 8 o'clock. Admission is £5 for adults, £2 for children under fives, are free. That's if you buy the tickets in advance from the Rose and Crown or the Village Shop at Bradford Abbas, the White Hart or the Smart Shop at Yetminster, or the King's Arms or the Village Shop at Thornford. And guess what? Abbey 104 will be there. And so will I. Moving on, we've got Sherborne Museum that wants some front of house volunteers needed. Get about 10,000 annual visitors. How about that? I wouldn't have said that.
Yes,
that's a large number, isn't it?
That, yes.
And so they're looking for somebody to help them run their shop and to generally help out with the museum. If you're interested, info@sherbournemuseum.co.uk is your contact for that. It's always worth mentioning the Geranium Trust and our good friend Paul Peters, who runs that. And on the, well, towards the end of each month, they have a tea and coffee and cake afternoon at Court Barn in Stoford. And so we just missed it, but there's always time for the next one, which will be the last Friday of the month between 2 and 4pm. And again, www.geraniumtrust.org is the contact for that.
Perfect. And I've just got to plug one more thing, which I will be very cross with myself if I don't.
It wouldn't be something to do with a Take That
there
concert,
is,
would it?
The Just Take That tribute band, the Take That concert, the tickets are on sale. The brochure is not out, the theatre brochure. This is going on January the 11th, which is Saturday, at the Octagon Theatre in Yeovil. The previous concert was absolutely brilliant. So, as I said, the tickets are now on sale. They're £21 each, but the theatre brochure is not yet out. When it goes out, it hits 20,000 plus households. So if you want good seats, book soon. OK? Anyway, right,
and that's of course, us done.
Yes, if you want to be on Charity Corner, do get in touch. I think in December we've got Moby Lou's coming on, which will be a very interesting interview. And then if you want to have any catch up, my website, hiddenneedstrust.org, for more information.
And we'll be back on Sunday, the 1st of December. Yes. And it'll nearly be Christmas.
Oh, don't.
For now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.